You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, folks. Tom Lackavara Stewart here, RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic. Oh, so a couple things I want to go over in the opening here. A very interesting exchange I had with somebody over the weekend, one of our listeners who corrected me through an email. This guy's been emailing me for a long time and asking questions and conversing back and forth. I don't always agree with him, but that's okay. It's always been cordial. Until I got a very interesting email yesterday accusing one of our main hosts and the founder of our network, John Stadtmiller, a federal agent. Well, this conversation was really interesting. I tell anyone, you can't just make these accusations with no evidence or anything to back them up, and then contact not only this guy backdooring John by contacting one of his hosts, but you know, muckraking and all this business. Anyway, everybody who knows John Stadtmiller knows he's the furthest thing from a federal agent. And John may be a lot of things, and he may piss some people off. And for a radio talk show host, that's a good thing. Make people think. But, you know, it bothers me why I'm even bringing this up. Because, you know, people throw this term around, Christianity. And they really often don't even know what they're following. They're not following usually the they're not following their faith the way they think they are. Now, this guy, the most unchristian things that I've seen is making allegations and defaming somebody in public with absolutely no basis for any of that. You know, John didn't want me to go to Oregon. He wasn't even really crazy about me going to the Bundy Ranch. He knew that there were going to be provocateurs there, and he knew that it was going to get really it could go sideways, and he just didn't want – he really didn't want me going and being involved in it. I did. He respected my decision, which I thank him for that. But if John Stadtmiller were fed, first of all, he'd probably have an outfit that looked a little bit more, bigger than what he has. He'd be far better funded. And he wouldn't try, he wouldn't try and stop me from going to Malheur. I mean, that's a perfect opportunity for a Fed-led operation. And, you know, as everyone can see now with the 302s, I mean, we were all accused of being feds at one point, but now that all of the 302s and the evidence is out, the confidential informants and provocateurs were named in the case. I believe that all their names were published in the 302s. The copy of all of our evidence and discovery was pretty much laid bare for everyone to see. And we identified those who were provocateurs. Needless to say, of course, I was not one of them, proof being my 302s and the 302s of my co-defendants. So these allegations, when they come, it really does irritate me because, you know, they go into these forums and on the Chatango and they stir up all this stuff. So in this conversation, I asked this gentleman, I said, first of all, John kicked you off his show. He didn't kick you. I mean, my show is my show. So I said, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, I'm open-minded. I'm open to information. I have no problem looking over whatever you have, whether it's my best friend or whether it's John or whether it's someone else. You have evidence of something. Well, I'm all for it. Problem is, no evidence was forthcoming, and I was just told that, you know, well, he's holding it back. Then he sends me that old WordPress article with John with the gun that was a half a story and, in my opinion, yellow journalism, because I spoke to people that were there and it didn't go down the way this hit piece. I mean, this article is, I don't know, 10 years old or something. I don't even know how old it is now. That was the only evidence that he could that he could send me. So I said, well, not for anything, man, but why don't you just call into the show and share the evidence that you have? And I tell you what, if it's legitimate evidence, I'll publish it on my website. Oh, then of course, I doubt you'll doing that. And okay. You know, I really wanted to open up this email and read it to you, but I have, apparently I have a mess of them. Okay. So this is Richard MM999. That's who this is. His email is RichardM999@yahoo.com. So he went through all of this and here it is. I finally found him. So he said, how's that radio show working out for you? Have you figured out Statmiller is a nutcase fed yet? My response to him was, well, no, that's a good one. While John may be many things, the one thing he is not is a fed. He would have far better funding, much better equipment at the network. So Richard responds by saying, yeah, Hal Turner would have better funding too. And I responded back to him, that does not answer the question. To back your allegation, as I stated, I remain open-minded to all possibilities in this strange world. But after being the victim myself of many false accusations, I tread with care allegations that can cause harm or get people hurt. So he responds back, is there no avenue to question the so-called accused? Is it their own fault? And I have zero respect. If you are brought in a broadcasting position and you cannot be tested, you are blatant propaganda and English is atrocious here. Blatant propagandist, I think he meant, and an anti-Christian and an anti-American. I don't care about them. I care for good people only. Here's a real problem. I think this, more than anything else, was one of the reasons I wanted to share this with you. If you profess to be a Christian. If you profess to be a Christian, you don't want an echo chamber. I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have people that follow the faith, they follow morality, they respect each other's rights. But I do believe one of our jobs is to live by example and to win people who are lost to Christ. If you're a Christian, that's what your job, it's one of your jobs, one of your main jobs are. So if there's no avenue to question the so-called accused, well, the Bible says that you're supposed to take it to somebody privately and try and resolve it there. And there's a couple methods and steps. Now with radio broadcasting and all that, it's not as easy to do that. I get that. I'm not being unreasonable and saying that he should have driven to Texas or anything. I don't know what happened. I wasn't on the show. I don't know why he got banned, but apparently John banned him from calling his show. So anyway, my response to him was, that's the difference between myself and many other Christians. I actually care about the souls of those who've been indoctrinated. Also, I never said anything about not being tested, but there is a huge difference between testing someone and accusing them of being a fed and making them prove themselves innocent. While you're calling other people anti-American. Really? Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? But people that don't think like Richard are anti-American. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I invited him to call first at the start of the show so that we could have this discussion. He had an open invitation to do so. He wasn't here when we opened up. Maybe this conversation will trigger him into calling. I would like to speak to him and see what evidence he has. So anyway, I went on to say, it's an issue that I may be sensitive to because so many idiots were calling all of us standing up for the Bundys and the Hammonds feds with zero evidence. And now the 302 reports, as I've explained, discovery is public. Not one of them who falsely accused people have so much as recognized or apologized, some of them even doubling down. Accusing someone of a thing without hard evidence is not testing anything. It destroys truth. It destroys freedom. That is the absolute epitome of anti-freedom, when you force people to prove themselves innocent based upon an allegation. So I went on to say, I'm not here to defend John personally. He can do that. He's more than capable of doing that. But I am defending my position that accusing people of being government agents because they believe or see things differently is seriously counterproductive. We all know John is not a Christian. Okay. Doesn't mean I don't love him. Doesn't mean I don't respect him. It means that, you know, if you're a Christian, you know where I'm going with that. But, you know, I would rather live by example and hope that maybe that'll set a spark off in his heart. And if it does, it does. That's, I mean, the goal is to live by example and bring people to a better way, right? I think that's part of the faith. One of the reasons I really love, and I call it the philosophy of Yeshua or Jesus Christ, is because I don't need a big church with gold and stained glass windows and all of that. I just really dig Jesus's philosophy. I think it was cool. I think it resonates with me. And I think even with John, a lot of things that are biblical, he's certainly not against. So anyway, so I said, you know, just being honest, my opinion is not a personal attack against you. I was telling Richard, many of us, myself included, have become lazy with our diligence and quipped out at people who we disagree with and who tick us off. And then I said, please provide evidence of your allegation. That would be a different story altogether. His response was, and this, so you guys understand what I was dealing with. And I really do try and answer people when they're up, especially when they're upset. From the network, I try and do the best I can. So I was really kind of giving this guy a lot of room yesterday, especially because I was busy. But he responds back to me with these, I wouldn't mind if it was a two-way intelligent discussion. This is what he has to say. I guess I was sinful by exposing Hal Turner too. It's called exposing the wolves in sheep's clothing. Every Christian's duty. Of course, you can look the other way. I used to run into burning buildings and carry people out when I was younger and healthier and before I was disabled. I would give people the clothes off my back. I have stopped and helped the homeless, the poor. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I call out evil and depravity and harm against others. I don't believe in the unjust force or coercion or violence towards others who have done nothing. And for this, of course, I can look the other way. Yeah, the whole reason why and folks, I was offered a radio show, a really good paid gig. But there was one stipulation. I couldn't criticize Israel. So literally for taking the tack that I took, for making the choices that I made, I could have made a lot more money. I could have been part of the full tilt on MAGA Trump crowd and But I broke free of that left-right paradigm, and since I have, I see both sides for what they are, and that's two wings of the same bird. And that includes Trump, especially when you see his absolute adoration for Israel and the most massive redistribution of wealth schemes in American history to a foreign nation who should be registered as foreign agents. I could go on with that subject. We made because I found some very interesting law. I find it very interesting that Israel gives our senators and congressmen these trips to Israel, these junkets. That's kind of funny. I could have sworn that the Constitution says that they can't accept gifts or titles or any such thing. Oh, but what's the Constitution, right? So anyway, I responded back to Richard again. Richard, if you had evidence that John was a Fed, he would have no ability to stop you from sharing it. Maybe on his show on RBN, I don't know what he was alluding to that. But he would literally have no ability to stop you from sharing it. There's multiple platforms that it can be shared on without John having any ability to stop it. So claiming that he went and claimed that Stadtmuller would not allow him to prove that he's a Fed. Well, how can you not allow somebody to prove that you're a Fed? If you have the evidence, you publish it. Done deal. You don't have to publish it on RBN. There's tons of places. You can open up your own Blogspot, your own website. You actually even do that for free at Blogspot. You don't even have to pay for anything. So that's a crock. That's a crock. Any claims of him working with the feds back in Michigan, but no evidence, nothing. So Richard, I responded back to him. If you have evidence that John was a Fed, he would have no ability to stop you from sharing it. Now the real truth has come out. John banned you. I see. I was finally getting what was going on here. Apparently he had a tiff with John. John banned him, and now he's got his knickers in a twist. I'm going somewhere with this, folks. And as anyone would be. You took offense, I told him. I did not hear the exchange, therefore I cannot comment as to why he took that route. Also, that ancient WordPress article that you sent me tells half of the story. Thus, it is considered yellow journalism. It was told from one perspective, whereas I spoke to people directly involved. Grabbing that as your best evidence to prove John's a Fed shows why you are a listener and not a journalist or a broadcaster. I asked you for evidence to back your claim. I invited you on my show to openly discuss it. You are aware that I am not the host of the National Intel Report, right? You and John's pissing match is not my business or my concern. It is in a respect because I feel obligated. I do have a sense of loyalty. John's given me a platform. He's never censored me. He's never told me what I can and can't say. Never. Ever. And all the time I've been here. And I thank him for that because that's not like any other networks. So anyway, I tried telling him, look, I'll be waiting for your call on Sunday. You should be able to prove your allegation. If you choose not to show, that's fine. I'll argue from the position of this email thread. So I warned him. And is there any callers on the line there? Did he call in? Is Richard on the line? Okay, all right. I would like that. Tell him to just hang on 1 second. We have a caller on the line. I couldn't hear who it was, but hold on, because we're going to be going into a break, and I want to give you more time than 2 minutes. Okay, so let me close out this last email. If you choose not to show, that's fine. I'll argue from the position of this email thread. Having a row with John caused you to reach out to one of his hosts to vent and whine. I attempted to initiate a reasonable, rational discussion with you, and you continue to avoid responding to my main issue. Better luck Sunday. I'll be expecting you. So he says, well, you're sure fast to take sides. No, I am a host on the Republic Broadcasting Network, you idiot. You're calling a host, one of John's hosts, to accuse John of being a Fed with no evidence. Idiot. That's not taking sides. That's attacking RBN. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the place of the lamp's hypocrisy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, crossed the sea of years, with no provisions, but in no place, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Welcome back on my, I guess it's the first part of the show is going to be somewhat of a little bit of a response and a rant. Mayor, hang on one second. I just want to, I want to go through just two very more quick takes on what Richard said so you can respond to it. He responds back, well, you're sure fast to take sides. Not like I'm an RBN host or anything, moron. We will soon see whose side you're on. I thought he just said that I was fast to take sides. So whose side am I? This guy makes no sense. I'm not telling you everything just yet about the evidence he's alleging that he's not sharing with me all of the evidence yet from what he said. And then he says, and I want to be very clear to my producer here. If Richard MM999 at yahoo.com, calls into my show today, you will please let him through. Okay, because the next statement here says you're communist. Get this. Nobody's more anti-communist than I am. It's kind of funny. Your communist network, I guess he's accusing us of being like CNN. That's funny. This was really more to make me laugh today, I think. Your communist network won't let me call you, you blithering fool. Let me clarify, Richard. I know you're listening. So let me be real crystal clear. That producer, when I'm doing my show, respects what I ask him to do, especially when it comes to guests or callers or anything. You may be banned from John's show, but if I want to challenge you, brother, I have full authority to have you on my show. Is that not right, producer? Can you get on the mic and say, if he calls in, we'll take his call, right?
100%.
100%. 100%. So who's the blithering fool, Richard? I mean, you're really amazing. So then he said, I'd rather watch my neighbor's cat take a crap, he said it a little bit nastier, than listen to your pathetic show, you and your Nazi Lyme disease. Holy crap, can it get any dumber? Ladies and gentlemen, I contracted Lyme disease when I was a teenager and didn't know I had it until I was 29. It has debilitated me. I am completely disabled with stage 4 Lyme disease in my brain. And yes, Ernest Traub, through Operation Paperclip, established a biological warfare program using tick-borne viral delivery methods. Kind of funny that the island that this project was being used on was right across the waterway from where? Lyme, Connecticut. Oh, so apparently this guy is calling me a Nazi and a communist, and Statmiller loves you fools that pose no threat to anyone. Yeah, I think that might have been not so much the case a couple years ago. Pose no threat to anyone. I pose threat to people who violate liberty and freedom. And I'm not afraid to stand. Look, I've proven myself. Hey, Richard, when have you locked and loaded and stood by an innocent rancher willing to give your life for natural rights? When have you done that, dude? No, you want to challenge me, I'll challenge you right back. So me and my Nazi Lyme disease, huh? Well, first of all, he never said the Nazis created Lyme disease. It was one doctor, his name was Ernest Traub, and he was one of the many scientists that the United States gave passage to under Operation Paperclip. This is all documented fact. The fact that you could call any of that dumb only shows how ignorant you are. And Richard, I'm still waiting for you to call, and I know you won't because you have nothing. So, but here's the thing. When you accuse somebody, and I've had arguments with John. Don't get me wrong. John's not the easiest person to get along with. But then again, I don't really think I'd want him to be and own a radio network. It would be boring. But I'm just saying, you know, I've had arguments with John. But he's pretty much always gotten my back. And you know what? He got my wife's back when I was down. When I was down, he had my wife's back. And for that, I owe him. So I'm sorry, Richard, that I have this little thing called loyalty. That's not choosing sides, by the way. Loyalty is when somebody has extended you respect and courtesy and been there for you. You do the same unless you have evidence to prove that that person is a bad guy in some way, hurting somebody or a fed. Anyway, Murr, I know that we have another break coming up. We might want to skip it. Murr, are you there with me, Murr?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Murr, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, listen, you know, I didn't want to take up my whole show today on Richard M999, but you know what? There were so many things that were said that I just couldn't let this one pass me by.
Well, what do you know think? What? I'm sure he's the same guy that calls several different networks. He goes to the trouble of using different name and actually changing his phone number so it shows up, because some of them, you know, pick up on the area code, and we'll even say it on the air. So he does this repeatedly. And yesterday, Dennis Fecho's show, he shut down the call-in lines because he just repeatedly dialed back and back and back, you know. And you could hear his voice underneath. But he likes to shame and blame. The man is ill, you know. And
okay. So he's a normal, he's a regular troll. He's been emailing me for a while, and he hasn't been, he's been relatively normal.
I'm pretty sure it's him, you know, because he does this. He used to call Lark. He calls Stormfront. He calls everybody and just, you know, and we joke and we call him Rabid Rabbi Rick from Florida.
You know, in his email, it's RichardM999. Well,
yeah,
everybody knows
him.
You know the 999666.
I don't know why he decided to email you, but maybe you want to block your email. But he's basically leeching off time and causing distress. And you know, you don't.
Well,
need
no,
it, that's
you know,
for sure.
I did. There's a reason why I engaged this one. He's by far not the only troll that sends me emails or you know, bothers me. It's no big deal. It's par for the course. It goes with the territory. I don't complain about it too much. Not unless you get into the Brendan O'Connells of the world who are just become, it's a shame, did really great work and then just attacks everybody. People like that I actually need to spend more time on. But other than that, he made some allegations towards Statmiller that are, if and I advocate, look, I have no problem. Sometimes I tell people, well, you need to be sued for what you said. Oh, free speech. No, when you defame someone, when you slander them, when you reach out to, like I'm a talk show host on his network, when you start reaching out to his hosts and his business contacts and stuff like that, and you're defaming and doing that, I would recommend to John Statmiller to file a civil case for defamation of character and slander and libel. He did it in print. He did it verbally. I'm a judge and lawyer, son. I'm not, you know, everybody who knows me here knows my history there. They know that there's good and bad that comes with that. But one of the good things is I'm familiar with the legal system. And he certainly, my father, if he had this case, could win it hands down and get a judgment against this guy. Now, maybe he owns nothing. It's not really about what you get. These people who just go out there and make these baseless allegations, you know, if you just keep letting them do it without any penalty, without, you know, it's just...
The legal system, though, is not lawful either.
No, I know. But the civil system is at least... one step, I'm not going to say one step removed in a way from the criminal, justice system. Whereas, you present your case, it's 51% to 49% of jury determines. There is a little, you know, control there, but when it comes to civil law, it's a little bit different of an animal than criminal law. You know what I mean? The criminal system. People aren't getting very much justice.
Taken over.
Well, yeah, but it's what we have. So, I mean, unless I'm going to drive to his door and whack him in the head and take his wallet and say,
well, I don't think any of those choices are necessary. I think you need to take care of yourself, you know, get a sweat lodge going on or whatever helps you there, you know.
Well,
I told you I had whatever that was, too, apparently, before it was even called that, and took mega doses of vitamin C, and it left me by leaving 5 blood blisters on the back of each hand and the base fingers and at the top of my toes, on top of my feet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't pressing or anything, so they did want to check and see, and that's what the doctor said. Oh, yeah, the SED rate is up really high. So this is really a form of syphilis, and it can be spread not only by the ticks, you know, on the deer, but they get on the birds and they migrate and whatever else. And they want to put even other things up there. But actually, I think we're having an improvement because people are becoming more aware. And that awareness, calmly dealt with, does an amazing amount of help, you know, because people see, oh, you know, they see we are healthy and happy and laugh at some of this nonsense, you know. Like I said, Dennis Fetcher had to turn it off. And whenever, like, I'm on Storefront and I hear him call in and I'll put in the chat room and everyone will have a laugh and they'll, you know, hang up on him, you know. But,
yeah. You know, I've been kind of attacked by the National Socialist crowd lately, and so is Adam Green, I guess. Are you familiar with Christopher Bjerknes?
Christopher, yeah, John Bjerknes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here's the thing. What led me to start to entertain some of his. I caught a couple of his videos. I don't know a lot about him. I haven't read his book, so I don't want people to just, you know, go off the think that I know all this about him. But I do know that he has a theory that always kind of bothered. It's one of those things that always bothered me about World War II. And one, of course, the top one is that, of course, Germany lost. But it was how Germany lost that really bothers me. When you look at the decisions that Hitler was making towards the end of the war, Russia in the dead of winter, securing the Middle East, instead of just defending Germany's borders and literally purging Germany of the Marxist communists and making your country strong again, he spread himself out thin. He started making some really... And I also know that he had a doctor that was injecting him with all kinds of stuff, right?
How much of this is truth? There's so
much
lies.
All of it. This is
no.
Recorded.
And if you look at what Christopher writes, he writes hypothetically.
Okay. Well, arguing on behalf. Hold on a second. I'm talking about what led me to start to watch his stuff. I'm not talking about his stuff.
Let me just say something,
yet.
And I'll get off, and you can do whatever you want to say.
I'm asking a question. And
what do Gaddafi and Chavez and Hitler have in common? They paid off the IMF and they made their own money without usury.
Yeah, I think that Gaddafi was a lot better of a guy than a lot of people give him credit for. However, when it comes to Hitler, also, look, I guess maybe because I'm a constitutional conservative and I really do believe in limited government, I will criticize any totalitarian government because I don't believe in big centralized government. That's just the first.
This is all lies, Tom. Sorry, this is all lies.
What's a lie? What is a lie that I
it started right? They flourished. Meanwhile, we were having an oppression put upon us here and our gold stolen. We weren't supposed to notice.
I'm not talking about here. Talking about Germany.
Well, we have to talk about all of it, don't we?
Yeah,
because the control
questions. I asked.
There is no
first.
Focus on what was actually happening here.
This is going to be. Let's have a two-way on this because this is an important subject, and I want you to get your point across. But you made one assumption. You're saying that these are all lies. Well, they're questions. Questions, by definition, cannot be a lie. It is
well,
a fact.
There's been a lot of research,
Hitler did,
Tom.
I have. It is a fact that Hitler.
I have too.
Okay. It is a fact.
And consider
that Hitler,
the sources. Were the victims?
America.
The victors posing as victims, were they the ones that wrote the history? Of course. There was no Holocaust mentioned until after the Vietnam War.
You're going off into areas that I have not mentioned. Not talking about the Holocaust. I know that a lot of that was propaganda. I'm not an anti-Germany kind of guy. I look at things, I know, as a matter, look at Trump. Look at Trump. What talk about controlled opposition? I mean, come on. These leaders.
Are any of us not on this debt system?
No. And I get it. But see, I also understand covert intelligence. I also understand controlled opposition. I understand how these people who, by the way, have been operating for hundreds of years, not just since the 1800s with the birth of political Zionism, but for a lot longer than that. And they have perfected controlled opposition. My first problem.
You give
that
him
I have,
too much credit.
My first, no, I don't. My first problem
yes,
is
we are each individuals. We don't have
okay,
to put up
all
with
right.
that.
If I give them too much credit, if I give them this, I'm going to get upset now because if I give them too much credit, excuse me, but who controlled East Germany until just I don't know until the 80s? Who was it that raped the German people after Hitler lost? Who was it that made decisions that spread out the army? Why did Hitler's own people try and kill him on three or four occasions? Why did they let him have a Jewish doctor that was pumping him up with all kinds of drugs? There's so many questions that I have to ask. They're questions.
Because it's not a perfect world. It's a spiritual schoolhouse.
But where is... All right.
Listen,
so,
Tom.
You're National like Socialist. You said, that's cool. Get it?
Listen, Tom. Like you said, I love Jesus. I love Jesus Christ. He's with me all the time. And I'm going to post in your chat room my little car that he drove. And I might tell you that story sometime if you want to hear it. But I told Chris Hinckley, so... You know, I'm a little timid about telling it, but...
Are you the Mayor Bailey that I think you are? Is that...
Yeah. Is
that, yeah, okay. I love you. We can... By the way, I think that it's really kind of important that we establish something here, that we can disagree and have this conversation. Because, look, if there's information there that I'm faulty with, that's fine. I'm open-minded to it. But the questions that I have, and one of the things that bothered me most of all, is what happened to Germany after the war. So, you know, I've sat down with people and I've asked questions. If there was a way that Germany could have won the war.
Why do we jump to there? What happened during the time we're never told about?
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And why are you cutting me off in the middle of my sentence? But I try not to do that to you.
Tom, listen, you just want to argue, so
no,
enjoy
I
it.
Want,
Thanks
no,
for taking
no,
my call.
I don't want to just argue. I want to understand the worship of these great leaders. I don't care
who
they
are. It's not worship. It's recognition of reality.
He lost!
The good and the bad. The good and the bad, Tom. You're not pure bad or pure good. Neither am I.
I never said that I was. I never said that I was. But when I'm being accused on one side of being a Nazi, I'm accused on the other side of being a communist. And what I'm trying to tell people is, hey, folks, I'm not a big government fan at all. I don't care.
You know what the word Nazi, you know where the word Nazi came from? You know
yeah,
what it is?
I know. It's a bad, I shouldn't even be using the word.
No. It's not good to call people words just because they've been, you know, just like we don't call our brown friends by the N-word. But it is a colloquialism from Austria and Bavaria that means simpleton or bumpkin. And a man named Konrad Heiden, K-O-N-R-A-D-H-E-I-D-E-N, a Jewish man, spread it like wildfire. And that's why we use it today to slander them. It had nothing to do with that. It was just an insult.
All right, well, let me clarify and call it National Socialism, because to me, Nazi doesn't have... Like, to people, when people say the word Nazi out here in public, people shriek and they get all weird. I don't get all
right.
weird. I don't get all weird. I
How
love the German
Germans?
People. I love the
How
German
about
people.
Germans?
And,
right.
and I really, really love the German people. And I think that it was an absolute crime. How somebody cannot think that what happened to Germany, especially after the war, was not a crime. You'd have to have your head examined. So there are aspects that I agree with you on, you know, and I've watched the documentaries. I've seen the bombing of Dresden.
Did you see Hellstorm?
Yeah, just the indiscriminate bombing.
Did you see Greatest Story Never Told?
Yep, saw it.
How about Communism by the Back Door?
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, that's by the same guy. I'll put those links in your chat room.
I appreciate it. I really want
you
to know. Mer,
I want
love
you to feel
you.
Well.
You want to know what really bothers me is not so much all that other stuff. It really is seeing what happened to Germany after the fact, and seeing, I mean, knowing that women were raped and spit on and people lined up and killed. And nobody talks about any of that. All the while,
right.
we signed
with
106. We
with 170 million
regime.
At the Bolsheviks. How about
right.
that, Tom?
And we sided with the communist regime. They were one of our allies. Allies, just like Israel. Yeah, sided with this Bolshevik regime that had already been responsible for killing millions of people. What does that say about the United States? So, yes, I get it. I'm really anti-Bolshevik. I'm not anti-German.
Well, I think people really need to wake up when they see what they're doing with our children. So bad that you need to keep them home and homeschool them, or they won't survive.
Well, they're doing
the same thing.
They're doing the same thing here that they were doing in Germany prior to the war.
In my opinion, it's
worse.
That's a lie.
You don't think that they're doing the same thing here in America that they were doing
that the communists
were doing something here in America, but they weren't doing it there. No, the Weimar Republic, and then after Germany. But it wasn't the Germans that were doing that. It was the Jews all along.
I didn't say it was the Germans that were doing that. I said they're doing the same thing here now in America that they did to Germany that caused the war, that caused the need for the war.
They, okay. Well, let's specify who they are. They're the ones that control the money and control the propaganda, okay?
Yep.
And if we can't say Jew, we can't say
anything. The
elders.
The elders of Zion.
We can't say Jew, we can't say anything. Because they're even arguing now that, you can't say Zionism either. You know, they had a conference. They had a conference in Vienna last October, and they even want to put anti-Semitic warnings in the Bible and in the Quran.
I saw that. Yeah, but not the Talmud.
The Talmud's nasty enough.
Not when it says that Jesus is boiling in excrement and semen. No, no, we can leave that without subtitles. When I read that article, I think it came out in the UK first. I read that article, man, and I had to go for a very long walk.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. We can agree or disagree about certain aspects of history. There's one thing that I want to make clear. What happened to Germany prior to the war was most certainly done by the communist Bolshevik Jews. There's no question about it. And there was
a reason. In the Weimar Republic, the German response was to get out of the Weimar Republic.
Right.
That's why they took over and they said, forget this debt. We're not doing it. And really, that's all we need is something in exchange for labor. That's the only thing of value. I mean, even gold and silver, that's just pieces of stuff that can be carved off the edges and whatever else. No, to be honest, that's why the Jews were so upset and left. They weren't kicked out, but they couldn't hoard.
No, but they wanted to add insult to injury, and there were a lot that didn't leave. It was kind of like, look at the ones that founded the State of Israel. I did an article, you probably have seen it, on the Truman's Presidential Daily Briefing Reports from 46 to 48. And the CIA was telling the president all the while that, the president came, I had this beautiful beautiful talk with Chaim Weizmann, and he changed my mind, and things are blah, 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 blah. And if anybody knows anything about Chaim Weizmann, oh, my God. But besides that, the CIA was telling the president and delivering it to him on his desk that 80% of the emigres from Russia to Palestine were communist, and they were infested with communist terrorist squads. I mean, it's all in the Presidential Daily Briefing Report. So while the President Truman, and this is who I really, oh man, if I could go back in time and open up a can of whoop ass, President Truman's looking the American people in the face and backing Israel while he knows that 80% of the immigrants coming out of Russia from the Black Sea ports into Palestine, the Russian Jews are communist Marxist subverters, and at one point the Arabs reached out to the Americans and said, "We're being overrun with communists. We were supposed to be at war with communism, weren't we?" The Arabs were doing that.
another thing I'll put in here is a researcher, Egyptian researcher Ashraf Ezzet. And, in 1949, there was an Operation Magic Carpet where Yemenis Jews were brought in. Mm-hmm. And American and French planes brought them in to Israel, to people the place. And a lot of them said their children were taken from them, supposedly for health checkups. And then they'd say, your child died. No, they gave them to some of these other immigrants to raise as their own. Much like Andrew Breitbart, who's full-blooded Irish, was given to Jews to raise.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's very interesting. And, I guess where I'm going with this now is that I don't trust any big government. Not one of them out there do I trust. And, Brendan O'Connell was saying, General Mattis. General Mattis is going to come to the rescue, which is, of course, never happened. And it sounded, his theory sounded more like the business plot than any kind of saving grace.
Brendan's very good, but he talks too much.
Well, he talks
too
much.
Really think, and he doesn't really think through what he's saying sometimes, I believe.
And he
attacks, in a lot of trouble.
He attacks people that, look, I told a lot of people, Jeremy Rothkischel and Adam Green, a lot of other people told me, look, Brendan, he's going to turn on you. He will turn on you.
And I said, no, he has no reason to turn on me. I don't hate the guy. I would have back channel conversations with Brendan, asking him, no, Brendan, just tone it down. Go after the who has the institutional power here. Let's be going after Israel. Keep doing that expose on Belt and Road and China, Russia, Israel. Do that stuff. When you turn around and
let me attack add something people, to Belt. Let me add something to Belt and Road. I dreamt up here.
Yeah.
Belt, Buckle, and Toll Road. See, I listened to a lot of Christian radio, which was evangelical stuff mostly, but it was based on Jesus Christ, so I enjoyed that, you know, when I had no computer.
Right.
But Belt Buckle because and Toll Road because the joining part of the belt and the road is Israel.
Yep.
It joins Europe, Asia, and Africa. And they'll be using it as a toll road, believe me.
Mayor, hang on. We'll be right back. Can you hang on for a little bit longer?
Sure. All right.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Republic, RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, on the phone with Mayor Bailey, who is absolutely one of my favorite people, especially in the chat forums. We've always got along really well. And I have to admit, when it comes to totalitarianism, when it comes to big governments, all of that stuff, I'm not a big fan already. So I guess maybe I might be prone to being a little bit more critical on others. However, the cause and purpose for the rise of the National Socialists was not the National Socialists, but it was the communist Marxist Jewish takeover of Germany and the attacking of their economy and the attacking of their culture and their way of life. And it's the same thing that's happening here in America. And, they're well on the anti-fascist. You know that the same banner that Antifa is using today was the same banner, same logo, right down to the littlest detail that they were using in Germany.
I wonder whose idea that is.
Right. now on that, I'm with you. Like maybe I should stick to the current and moving into the future, because I always get in trouble when we start digging into those historical events.
There is no going backward, but people really need to know what happened there, so they're not so riled up every time, because they throw that word out there all the time.
Yeah, no, Nazi. It doesn't affect me anymore. I don't know about it.
Well, it needs to be known that this wasn't how the German people were, or what was going on then. And in fact, they were Christian.
Yeah, they were some of the.
I mean, even the military. Hitler even says so.
Yeah, there were some things going on. I have to say, there were some things going on. But I look at it. I kind of look at it as the American government. I see the American government, and or at least the way it's hard to explain what I'm trying to get across here. The National Socialist, the government under the National Socialist, did some really, really messed up things, but no different than any other government, whether it be the UK, the United States, certainly not as bad as Russia, but or the Soviet Union. We won't even go there. But most of these big governments do these things that they really have no right, no authority, and shouldn't do. And it doesn't make it okay if it happens to be your favorite government or not. They do some messed up things, and that's just the way it goes. But then again, when you're under an all-out assault, those things to me become maybe not acceptable, but far more understandable. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just me with government. I've been kind of pounding around with Brian Young from High Impact Flicks, and we're just disgusted with government in general, because it seems like, well, especially here, the application of unjust force and violence and coercion, whether it be through taxation or whether it be to people coming to your house telling you that you can't have a composting toilet, it's all the same. It's tyranny. It needs to be opposed. Mer, thank you for joining me today.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon, hon. Folks, bye-bye. We ran out of time. Sorry about that, but I'll see you next time. Next Sunday, Resurrect Republic, RTR Truth Media, and Richard MMM 999. You have been dispatched. Give me a chance.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.